I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up right after this.
It's been a great year for new local music. All this month on WUNC Music, we're featuring some of our favorite local records from 2018. WUNC Music, it's North Carolina Public Radio's music discovery radio stream. Available whenever you need a break on HD2, TuneIn, and now on Alexa. Every day, every hour, something new.
I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. Amy Ray and Emily Saliers had a huge hit with the Indigo Girls. Closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. Since then, the Indigo Girls spend as much time apart as they do on tour. Amy Ray has had a prolific solo career. She's done singer-songwriter records, a punk project with the band The Butchies, and a full-on country record. Her latest is something in between all three.
Back in Georgia, I didn't know a damn thing about Alabama. I didn't know a damn thing about South Dakota. I didn't know a damn thing about Atlanta. Know a damn thing.
This time on Songs We Love, we dig into Amy Ray's song, Didn't Know a Damn Thing. It starts off like a country song, complete with banjo, pedal steel, and two-step backbeat. But as the lyrics build, out comes a story about a white kid growing up in the Jim Crow South.
Looking up at Mount Rushmore, and the white man's grave beneath.
As the song builds, Amy Ray takes a hard look at her upbringing.
You know, in that song, I'm talking about the history that was going on all around me. Born in 64, growing up during all that time, and when I look back on it now and I'm reading all these books about the civil rights movement, you know, over my last 20 years, I've been obsessed with that history, and I think, oh my God, you know, I had no concept. I mean, even when the Atlanta child murders were going on, I just didn't even understand what was happening because it was so in the moment and it was so around me and no one even knew how to teach it.
I was back in the school bus. I was reading my history, but it didn't say nothing about what was right in front of me. I didn't know a damn.
I'm really just at that point, I'm like frustrated that I went through all that time as a kid and just didn't have the knowledge or I was sheltered from it, you know, and I think a lot of our parents in the South sheltered us from what was happening because they were scared of it.
I didn't know a damn thing.
The song takes a real turn at this point. You can hear a little soul and Memphis-style horn stretch where the song started with country guitar, banjo, and drums.
I get 3 days a week to the sanctuary.
I mean, my parents did teach me empathy. I'll say, you know, they sheltered us, but they taught us empathy and they taught us compassion and community engagement. And, you know, I grew up in the church and you learned a lot of good stuff in church. You know, you learn bad stuff too, but you learn a lot of good stuff. And if you can hang on to the good stuff, you're lucky.
Hanging with the Girl Scouts around the campfire, underneath the generals on that rebel mountainside. Those laser light shows where I was buzzed and kissing. I didn't know nothing about the black kids that were missing. Bombs were blowing, kids were dying, and all around me I thought I was trying. But in the back of the school bus I was reading my history, but it didn't say nothing about the kid sitting next to me.
Ray's song Didn't Know a Damn Thing is on the record Holler and is one of the songs we love at WUNC Music. That's North Carolina Public Radio's new Music Discovery radio stream. You can hear this song on TuneIn, on HD2, and now on Alexa. There's more information about the radio stream and a video of Amy Ray playing this song live at WUNCmusic.org. I'm Eric Hodge. I'll send my